You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I'm Janie Beauclair, and if you don't know who's standing next to me, it is...
They're guessing at this point. It's Tony St. Tone, your other host. Thank you very much for joining us. We have a great, great show for you today. I'm going to get a personal reading along with two other lucky guests that are calling in. We really have a really great person to interview today, and she's actually a card reader, an angel card reader, and I'll let you explain.
Don't give it away yet.
Yeah, I'll let you just feel her energy. She's awesome.
It's the first time we have a live reading on the show, so that's really exciting for me. And you won't believe how spot on this lady is. She's phenomenal. I'm going to save that, though, because tonight we are going to be at a fabulous event in Hollywood called the International Family Film Festival.
Yep.
And we are performing at the awards ceremony. You can get tickets at the door if you want to come. It's a great event, and it's a family thing. So you're welcome to bring your older children and come check out the band and check out who's won awards for what fabulous films. They'll show some films, and they'll show some accolades from people. And it's really an exciting thing. I think it's our seventh year we've done this event.
Well, the cool thing about this, it's the International Family Film Festival, and this is the event that got us moving out to California in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
We were flying out 2 to 3 times. I think we flew out 3 times for this in the past, and we eventually moved out here. So it's a great honor to be continually doing it every year. And Chris Shoemaker and his wife have just been fabulous working with. So we're really excited always to work with them.
Yeah, Tony and I did a duo there Friday night, and Suzanne Shoemaker said to me, "Aren't you glad you guys moved out here?" I'm like, "Yep, you did it to us, sister. You pulled us out, and we are delighted that you did." So wish a lot of luck to those guys in their 20th annual this year. And definitely, if you get a chance, come on out to Hollywood and check us out at the Raleigh Theater tonight at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So if you are local and you're listening to us and you want to jump in your car and drive down, that'd be awesome. What else is going on before we get to this great guest?
Well, we have an event coming on the 11th. That is Veterans Day. It's a great day to honor your heroes. We're doing an Honoring Your Hero concert. And, don't forget your veterans out there, because those guys have done a lot of stuff to keep us happy and free on this little continent of ours. So do the right thing on Veterans Day. Say thank you to a veteran.
And also, on the 12th, we're doing another annual show that we do. The band St. Tone will be working with Emerging Leaders, and we've had Clyde Terry on here in the past, and if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to his story, please check it out in the past shows. Emerging Leaders helps those that have just come out of jail to reacclimate, but also change their lives so they don't go back to where they were in the past. And he has an extreme success level, so I'm always excited working with him. And we're doing the graduation again at Agape International Spiritual Center,
which is always fun to hang out with Michael Beckwith and his crowd of very positive people.
Yep. So if you're down in the Culver City area, I think the graduation is from 10 to 12 a.m.
This Wednesday.
It's this coming Wednesday. That would be November 12th. Wednesday morning. So again, if you're in the LA area, it's in Culver City at Agape Spiritual Center.
Okay, so fasten your seatbelts, everybody. And I am so excited to introduce our next guest. Her name is Ruth Kramer. She's from London, England. She's an international card reader, a speaker, and a life guide. And we met her on the Mount Shasta retreat that we were speaking about the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
And I am so happy to say hi, Ruth. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Hi, Janie. Hi, you guys. It's so good to be here.
It's such a pleasure to have you. We've been so excited about this. In the first part of our show, we were telling people that they were going to actually get to hear some live readings and how exciting it was going to be to have live readings. We've never had that on our show before.
You are first.
All right. Love to be a first of everything.
You are paving the way.
Tell us a little bit about how you got started doing this.
Okay. Well, I went through a really difficult divorce, and I started to search for my own journey. And what surprised me is I actually found everybody else's journey. I'm still searching for mine, actually.
Nice. Okay.
I'm really good at finding everyone else's.
And so you just started. I mean, were you always interested in doing cards, reading cards, or is this something that...
Spiritual journey.
As you were going along with this spiritual journey, were you dabbling in cards, or were you something drew you to it?
No. Here's what happened. The first book I really read, this is over 20 years ago, about 21 years ago at this point. I started to read The Celestine Prophecy on an airplane ride, and then my mom was sitting next to me, and I said, you've got to read this. This is, like, really wild. And so she read it, and we talked about it. And I started to notice that I looked back on my life, and I went, oh, my gosh, I've been pretty tuned in having dreams and experiences for years. So I sort of tracked back my own life. Yeah. And then I found myself being able to do that for other people, too.
Excellent. So it was The Celestine Prophecy, and I read that book also, and it's, those of you that are not familiar with it, it's a book that talks about coincidence and how these coincidences all happen at the same time, and all we're always guided to meet each other in certain circumstances, and they all happen for a reason.
As in there's no such thing as coincidences?
Yeah, and I remember first time reading it, it was like, wow, this is pretty interesting.
Yeah, cool. and it's been growing since then, and since that first day, I mean, you know, I say a difficult divorce, and that's like an understatement, you know how those understatements go.
Yes.
But in the midst of all of that, I started to seek. I said, okay, I don't know if I'm a good person or not, because I've had to go through such difficulty, so what kind of person has to go through that? And so I started to seek and did just a ton of diploma courses and became a raw vegan chef and aromatherapist, a reflexologist and Indian head massage. I kind of started studying massage, but then surprising things happened. In the massage, I started to have visions, and I would see pictures, and the pictures were so clear that I would be able to make out a license plate and tell somebody about a car and the person and the house, and I'd describe events and situations that gave people the spooks. You know, it spooked me out too, to be honest.
I'm sure.
At first, and it's continued to grow from there. And then the angel cards. What happened was, I felt like a lot of people wouldn't be as spooked out if they thought a card was telling them things instead of me. So the cards started to become tall. I only use angel cards because I find them a bit lighter and brighter than some of the tarot. You know, when you see death and things like that. Although that works for some people, it wouldn't work for me in the way I do readings, because my readings are about life. Because they're about people's life guidance, about their work, their home, the car they drive, the business they're in. Reading tarot can have a slightly negative connotation when you're dealing with absolute life stuff. It's not etheric, it's not out there. It's very structured and has a practical aspect to it, which I really love. So the angel cards are a little bit softer to work with for me.
Sure.
Also, yeah, and you know, I've spoken to others that say when people can focus on the cards, it's easier for them to look at it as opposed to looking at the actual person doing the reading, because sometimes you feel like they're watching a reflection of themselves, and it's a little spooky. So they're going, I can't look at you because you're looking right into my soul, so I'll look at the cards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, and in the early days, I did not use cards, and people said exactly those things like, oh my God, I feel like you're undressing my soul.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, I'm really sorry. I'll tell you what, I'll sit over here and I'll look away. Sit there with my back to people.
That's so funny. So you've been doing this now, has it been 20 years that you've been doing readings?
Yes, over 20 years.
Wow. Now, has anyone else in your family ever done anything like this? Because I know a lot of times this is something that goes from generation to generation and you don't even realize it.
Well, my grandmother, on my dad's side, my paternal grandmother, was very spooky in her intuitive sensations, but she didn't use any tools. She just would see things, and she saw whole pictures as well. My other grandma was also kind of intuitive, but she was more fun. She would, you know, you'd come in the house and she'd say, I know you didn't have much lunch today, so here's dinner, and she'd, you know, give you loads of food, but she was really, really fat.
Wow.
It wasn't so good.
So she was either intuitive or just wanted to feed the world, like my mom.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know which one's right for her.
See, I find that really interesting because in my family, my mom and my grandmother are both very intuitive too, but I didn't find that out until after I was in my 40s, what actually happened with them, and that they were intuitive and they weren't just you know, really dead on everything that they told me all my life.
Wow.
Like my mom would say to me, don't go here, you're going to get in a car accident, and I'd get in a car accident and things like that. And I always felt like she was like, wow, mom is just really dead on, but I never, ever got it because I wasn't following the spiritual world or the intuitive world and how that worked. So,
and you thought she was just your mom, and moms are always just, like,
they always know.
They're intuitive. Yeah. Mothers are always intuitive.
But then once I started talking to my mom about it and I started understanding spirituality and intuitive behavior, then I'm like, mom, you've been intuitive your whole life, and so is your mother, hasn't she? And then it spilled out like, yeah, you got a lot of that in the family, that kind of thing. So it's really interesting to find that, you know, your mom and your grandmother were in that realm too, or your grandparents, grandmothers.
Yeah, I know, it's lovely. Well, I think we go back several, but first of all, when you think about it, from a scientific point of view, from a quantum physics point of view, all of us are energetically static beings. We've got all this energetic electricity running through us. And how sad is it at the moment that we still haven't pursued our own electrical circuitry, and that there's so much about our energetic beings that we still haven't explored and don't fully understand. And I think the big difference between psychics, if you like, or intuitive, deliberate intuitives or conscious intuitives and the rest of us, it is just that we're more conscious of it and more practiced at it and have worked on it, and everybody's got these gifts. So one of the things I love to do is amp up everybody's electrical circuitry and help them to find out how gifted they are, because it's going to excite them. And when people say, well, it stuff scares me, it's like, why? It's who you are. We're all electrical beings. Don't you want to know how the electricity runs through your circuits? Why wouldn't you want to know that?
I think you just said it earlier that a lot of people are afraid of it. I know people that have gifts that they're afraid of it. And I think even the earlier generation, if it was your mom or your grandmother, they knew it, but they didn't study it as much as, I guess it wasn't as open as it is now. Back then it felt like more like witchcraft and was like hidden off to the side, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, you were ridiculed for it, or you were shunned for it, or you were burned at the stake.
Well, yeah, well, years ago, yeah.
I mean, there hasn't been rosy, sunshining moments surrounding people who have that talent, so people tend to hide that.
Right. But the trouble is it interferes with people's lives. So what I've found is that maybe this life may be a former life, depending on our belief systems, but people will often have reactions to things that they don't understand. Like maybe they've got phobias, maybe they've got diseased bodies, maybe they've got mental health issues or things that challenge them that they don't understand. And because they're scared to go find out what it is, they live with the difficulties. And it's like, gosh, wouldn't it be lovely to start uncovering some of those difficulties? Many of them, most of them, I would say, there's almost all of them, have got some kind of electrical circuitry, intuitive basis, or emotional basis for the challenge. How lovely to go and explore, because don't you want to feel better? And if you ask people like that, they say, well, yeah, I'm kind of scared of it, but I'm scared not to go find out, because if I don't go find out, then it means I just have to live with the challenges. And at some point, there has to be a choice where you choose to be more conscious and let go of the difficulties in order to understand who you are.
Right, right.
Exactly. Well, we're going to do that today on this show. We are going to help three people.
Brace yourself.
Brace yourself. We're going to do this live. So we have a caller on the line, and his name is Scott. Scott, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, so Scott is going to ask Ruth a question. And Ruth, I guess, are you ready to tap in and tune in?
Absolutely. I'm already kind of there.
All right, well, there you go. So, Scott, whenever you're ready, just ask her a question.
Okay, I've been involved in a few different business ventures recently, and I'm just wondering which ones are going to take off, or any of them going to take off. Where should I be putting most of my energy and intention?
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, let me tell you, I pulled some cards for you, and but I'd also like to. I'm going to ask you in a moment. After I've told you a little bit, because I want to kind of tell you a couple of things first and then come back to you on the three. Well, I'm feeling like there's three ideas. There's three. I'm looking at three because I keep pulling three cards. cards and things, the number three, that there's three ideas, and one of them is the strongest, one of them tests the strongest and feels the strongest energetically, and the other two, one of them is slightly in the background and the other one's way on the back burner. That's my sense of them already. Before we do, and I'm going to come back to you in a minute and say, tell me the three businesses, if you don't mind, just a basis of them, so that I can feel which one energetically is, you know, drawing you strong, that brings you the most joy. That's one of the reasons why you'd pursue something. But before we do, there is something about where you're at. There's one place that really hits the point for you, that there's a bit of an emotional pull that pulls you out of where you wish to go. One of them is either in the past of this life or in the past of another time, another place, another time. And actually, it feels like it's this time. So, because I want to go back into the back of your life story, and I want to go back into a story with your parents and say that there's been something that's really held you back. And although you step forward in confidence, there's a second guessing and a question that makes you keep stepping back instead of moving forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, actually that does.
Okay. Just checking, because I want to make sure that I'm on track for you, because I've got a definite yes, but it's not for everybody to hear what that is, because it's personal. Some things don't have to be just, you know, broadcasted to the world. But it's for you to hear what I'm saying to you, because there is something in a way that comes from the background, from the kid or the young adult, young teenager, I would say, 15, 16 years old, and is connected to parental guidance or lack of. I feel like there's some wishy-washy guidance or wishy-washy questioning there that goes into early teenage years that has caused you reasons to keep doubting and questioning your abilities to create and manifest what you want. In the center of the cards that I pulled, because I pulled three cards, and it was funny because there were cards about dreams, about you pursuing your dreams, which is really cool, because I already had those pulled before we spoke, and before we've even talked about what those dreams are for you. But right in the center of your cards, I really want to tell you that there's a strong guy holding a big torch, a big golden torch, and gold always makes me think of manifestation, money, like the Midas touch. I do feel like you've got the Midas touch, and it's about being able to create abundance, financial wealth, and there's something about gold. I've got gold all around you when I look at it, and there's a desired outcome that you can have. You've just got to go for it 100% and not look back. I don't want you to look behind you at what parents might have thought or said about wishy-washy guidance. I just want you to put your focus forward and keep walking and not worry about the results or the outcome of your endeavors, but to go for it because you love where you're going and what you're creating and that you can do something beautiful in this world.
Well, that's encouraging, and I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Okay, so now tell me the three, and let's see, without you telling me which one, let's see if we're in agreement on the one that you, because I wanted to tell you all of that first before we talked about a specific for you.
Okay. One of them is entertainment, and the entertainment specific music industry.
Yep.
She wants to know all three.
Yes. One of them is international commerce.
Okay.
And one of them is building and designing musical audio amplifiers.
Okay. So this is to do with the background. This is to do with someone behind the scenes, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right. So it's to do with the stuff in a radio station or something where you've got equipment that's being used to create audio sound. It's like sound.
Yes.
Sure. Yes, also music. Used to create music as well.
Okay, all right. Let's have a look at which one I'm feeling the strongest. Okay, the one that sits right at the back at the moment, for me, is, and I'm totally willing to be wrong, because I'm not perfect, I'm still human and I make mistakes, But what I'm feeling strongly is I want to go with the first one. I want to jump straight in. Is the first one something to do with guitars?
And that is
And
correct,
I get excited about that one. It makes my heart skip a beat. I want to skip along the street. I want to jump up and down. I want to shout, yippee.
Mm-hmm.
There's something fabulous about it. It's like, oh, my God, that's where we need to go.
Okay, well, that's again, reassuring, because as you pointed out, that is the one where I feel my heart is closest to.
Okay, and I've got chills all up and down my left side, all down my left side, and usually my left is to do with how you're going, in this case, for you. Left side is about other people, and I feel like there's this big opening and the world is really receptive and you have something really unusual and different and unique that you get to bring to the table.
Wow, okay.
It's really different. It's whatever it is, it's just something sort of different. It's unique and different. It's yours. It's like nobody else has got this way of doing whatever you're doing. And guitar is like the big word.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense then. At least to me it does.
Now, the international commerce, now remember, here's what I want to say to you, is that all three of them are absolutely not, none of them is a no. Right, I'm not saying no to any of them. The universe is not saying no to any of them. I've got check marks, like, you know, in England we call it ticks. But if we say tick here, people are going to, like, ask you to search under your sweater to see if you're going to get sick. But ticks in England means like a yes. It's like somebody, you know, say it with a big yes. So I've got a yes.
So I don't have to necessarily choose between any one of these. Is that what you're saying? Or
yes, it's exactly what I'm saying. Here's what I would suggest to you is go, keep walking through all three of them. And I know that's going to sound a bit like, yeah, well, anybody could give you that advice, but I really, really feel it in this case. The word guitar is very strong. I'm going to come back to the last one, the one that I feel is on the back burner, which is the international commerce one. I'm going to come back to that one because I feel like I need to address it just the same. But the first one is the entertainment industry and the guitars, and I really love it because I feel like it's your happy place. I can't get the smile off my face. It's like that.
Yes, very much.
The second one, which is the building and design one, it feels like it's something you could clip on. It's like this weird sort of clip-on thing, and you can take it off and clip it on, and it feels very portable, but it's still connected to guitars.
Yes, okay, that makes sense.
So I hope that makes sense to you, because it's got none of my business. It's not that I don't play guitar at all.
I guess it's because in a way, I'm investing in designs, and designs are all really intellectually. So I can carry, you know, the more I learn, the more I have. So it's maybe that's why you're seeing it that way.
Yeah, portable.
It's portable. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the word. So I love, like, number one, bam. First choice, number two, bam, second choice, number three, because I want to come back to that one. I'm not saying that you shouldn't pursue all three of them. However, what I would say to you is that when one of them starts to really pop and you get a lot of interest in it, I would say really put your neck out and do that one first. I still feel like it's going to be the entertainment industry, because people are going to be very keen for you to bring something into the world that's going to be unusual and different, and everybody always supports different. We do love a creative source that's going to flow in a different way to, you know, your average, everyday world. When I come to international commerce, I feel like it's like something to do with, immediately when you said it, I went, oh, is this like a import, export? Are we shipping things and doing things? Are we boxing things and packaging things? And that's how that felt. It felt like we were...
That's exactly.
Okay, it feels really international almost. You might start on something a bit more localized, but it wouldn't stay localized, and you'd find a way to connect in an international way where you'd get a marketplace that would really work for you. And it feels connected to an Asian or European, not so much European, it really feels like it's an Asian or Japanese kind of marketplace, because it feels very techie, something techie. So I don't definitely feel like when I look at international commerce, I feel like it's going to be a very techie sort of opportunity, and that's why it's not a no. But that feels a bit more complicated, and it feels a bit longer term, which is the only reason it's on the third back burner. It feels like it's a bit further away because there's a bit more that you have to do to create it.
That makes sense, absolutely.
But yeah, so I hope that helps. But the answer is yes, there's a lot of success. And it's funny, the other three cards that I created that really do feel like yours, they're sort of energy cards. They're to do with energetic creation, which is either earth or a fire or water, or it, you know, it tends to be energetic. And the energetic cards that I have are very earthy, which means they're very practical. So even though your ideas, even though there's three of them, not any of them are not ideas that the world could use. So the answer is yes, that's why it's yes. And do not worry about the financial wherewithal, because there is lots of help from others and support from others for you to get supported, sponsored, you know, supported by somebody, you know, providing you with money. You know, I just feel like it's there. And not to worry. Just don't pursue all three of them at once, because otherwise you're going to be dividing your energies and getting a bit more diluted. Do one at a time and pursue the ones that feel the most opportune, you know, easier, and then let things flow. But the answer is yes, you're an entrepreneur in this area. Even though you're musical, you've got entrepreneurship in your bones. And the goal is to keep focusing on what you're going to be doing and allow your opportunity to go. And don't let anybody with heavy ego, as opposed to the right reasoning for being involved with you, because ego will not work with these ideas and suggestions that you have. So be careful who you get involved with.
That sounds awesome to me. I'm just a listener. How'd you feel about that, Scott?
Good. There's a lot of things that I wanted to ask that you actually hit on as far as...
You might have to do that on another call, because we have two other calls coming in.
Well, everything that I've heard is very encouraging and very positive, and it makes me feel
like you can go skipping down the road.
It rang true to me. A lot of what you said, you know, resonated, so I know that it's true or a good assessment at this point of those things. So
Scott,
just
we're going to
be careful
give you...
who you involve yourself in, who's going to support you with ego. Just be careful of the ego, not yours, but theirs. You do not want somebody to climb into bed with your ideas who's doing it for the wrong intention.
That makes sense. All three of these, I believe, have some element of team building around them, so that's a good... thing to keep in mind when I move forward with that part of it.
Yeah, good.
Great.
Excellent. I think, Scott, what we're going to do is at the end of the show, we're going to let everyone know how to get a hold of Ruth. So if you want to continue your conversation with her, you can. Let's see. We're going to take a 30-second break and come back with another caller.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone.
Stereo.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience.
I'm in it for money.
At www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to
for music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
And we are back with our second caller. We have Joanne on the line. Joanne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, and you have a question for Ruth?
Yeah, so I'm just curious, like, if I have any changes, new adventures coming up in my future, anything new and different happening?
Okay, so it's just a general kind of what's coming up for you?
Well, you know, I've been in the same organization for a very long time, like for decades, and I'm kind of getting a little stifled, so I'm wondering if there's any changes happening with my work or maybe taking on some new responsibilities outside of work, doing something new or different.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, first thing I did is I pulled some cards for you. And I really want to tell you a couple of things about who you are first, and then we'll see if that helps to at least begin to answer your question. How's that?
That's fine.
So the first thing I got was the first card I got was the card of patience. And it's not because you're not patient, it's because you have to continue to be patient for a bit longer. Because there's a part of you that's a little, I don't want to say bored, but you've allowed yourself to get to go on a wheel, and it's like a mouse on a wheel, and you just keep doing your thing, and you just keep doing your thing. And there is a part of you that's quite happy with knowing what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be doing things and how you work and where you work and what you do. However, there is a part of you that would love to do something more exciting, but there's a whole other part of you that's more than 65%, maybe 70% of you, that isn't really willing to change. So although you say, yes, I'd like to change some things in my life, there's a whole aspect of you that isn't actually willing to do so. Because there's a part of you that likes to be comfortable and likes to do things that you know and doesn't want to go try a brand new way of doing life because you know this way. So there's a really mixed message that you send out to the world, I feel. And one of the messages
I'm a Pisces, so I'm a fish in conflict.
Okay.
Because I want to do the things I have to do.
Right, but there's part of you that's gotten a little bit stuck on your wheel, and the only way that you can change it is start to change it in the other areas first. Don't change your career yet, but go and make other changes because you've tended to become very set on some of your ways. So go do some new things. Go try out some new hobbies, make some new interests. Create some things that you would never expect to do otherwise. Do some things that really surprise you in other parts of your life, and then watch how that feels for you to create more of an exciting area for just for fun, not because you have to, where there's no risk involved, where you're not putting yourself in harm's way. And then you can come back and have a look at your work at that point when you've created more happiness elsewhere, because there is part of you that's a little bit bored with life.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough for you to make a big change yet. Not yet.
Okay.
So I want to say you still have to be patient with what you've created because there is a part of you that's not ready to make that much of a huge shift. However, if you took up a dance class or you did something I'd love to see you dancing, doing something that's really fun for you, that makes you smile. If you could do something that's more fun, because I feel like you've allowed yourself to get a little bit bored with our world, and something needs to change because without it, you're not going to make any changes and you're just going to get a bit complacent, and you have. It's too easy for you to get stuck there. So I hope that makes sense.
It does. It does make sense.
Okay, love to see you dancing. Go do something that's fun that doesn't interfere with your life yet. When you go out and you start to move the bottom half of your body, the reason why I'm saying dancing is because if you've got somebody who's a bit stuck and likes to make sense of everything and lives by their brain and their upper body rather than their lower half of their body, then before they can make changes on their... Because you're trying to make change with your head again, and it's like, okay, change doesn't work for you if you try and change your head, because then the upper half of your head, which is at that 65% rack, is going to win when it says let's not change. So we've only got really 35% of you that wants to change, and the other 65% says no, I don't want to do it, really, I'm just not doing it. So if we start to move the bottom half of your body with dance, with Zumba, with something that's just fun, really fun, passionate. Mm-hmm. If we get the bottom half of your body working, you won't be in your head. You won't get so stuck. Now let's go and have a look at what you want to do and start to create more imagination, because at the moment, I don't feel like we're passionate enough. I don't feel like we're excited enough. I don't feel like there's enough life in you. I'm a bit bored. I'm not bored with you. I think you're lovely, but I think you're bored. So I'm feeling the bored place in your life, that you're looking for some way to not be bored, and you're trying to look at it up in your head. So it's like sitting down and saying, what should I do? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I should do. Or should I do something? I'll have a look at what I should do. And we spend all the time deciding that, but it's all in our head. Sometimes you have to get up, get out, go down, go move, go get the bottom half of your body interested, and then take another look at that point. Not yet.
That sounds good.
Because you're not going to do it in your head, you've got to do it somewhere else. So for you, it's physical exercise, absolutely 100%. I would say to go, take up movement, dance, yoga, something that gets you your passion going.
Okay, that's interesting, because I've actually thought about that, so that just confirms that I should follow through.
Right. Yeah, because do you hear what you just said as well? I'm going to point it out to you. So you said you thought about it, but without the action. You know,
I think other things get in the way.
Yes, sometimes in life we get stuck in this thinking, and then there's no action. And then we go, well, I don't know what action to take. And it's like, well, let's get moving, and then let's take a look at where we're at before we actually take physical action in our life. Start doing it in your body first.
Okay. So I just need to stop talking and start doing.
Yeah, but just do it for fun first. And then you can start making decisions once your body's moving. At the moment, there's a bit of a stuck place on every level. Mm-hmm. If we start moving our physical body, then everything else will start to create movement as well.
Okay.
So I know that's a really simple answer, but sometimes that's how it works.
Yeah, well, you have to start somewhere, so...
Yeah.
I just have to put myself first and make time, so...
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you, you know. There's nothing wrong with you. You are lovely, but you can't be lovely just in your head. You have to be lovely everywhere. We've got to get your body moving. And at the moment, you're a little bit stuck and you're a little bit bored. Let's take you out of your cage and get your body moving and get your passion going again.
Good.
And then let's ask that question one more time, but not today.
Okay. Well, that was helpful.
Excellent. Thank you, Joanne. I have a question for you. Joanne, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, it's good to meet you.
Do you feel that there's a lot of people that run into these types of situations where they are overthinking and they want to find change, but yet they, like you said, they overthink and then they never actually get themselves to do it. And then they go, well, take an action. I don't know which action. You're like, anything.
Yeah.
Just do anything. Go on a Ferris wheel or go on a roller coaster that you've never been on, just
take
because.
Take a walk, even.
So here's how it makes sense. You know, we talk about tracking energy and that we're energetic beings. But if someone's only thinking, and they're trying to resolve everything in their head, but they're not moving their body, they're stuck. And they're saying, God, my life is stuck, my body's stuck, everything's stuck. And it's like, okay, then let's start to do something to move the energy. And then let's have another look at where we're stuck in life. But at that point, we're moving the body and we're not stuck in our head. And as soon as we start moving the body, we've got more chance of not being stuck in our lives because something else is already moving. We have to move first, because otherwise we're not creating activity, and if we don't create activity in our lives, how can we expect our life to be different?
Right,
exactly. And again, if you're sitting there on the couch thinking of all the things that you'd like to do, but you're not doing anything, they say that life happens while you're planning it.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's just what happens to a lot of people. So Joanne, I hope you take that information and run with it. Or dance with it, as you will. I like the fact that you said that, you know, it's the 65% above you that's stopping you from moving forward.
I'm delighted to introduce our next caller, if you will.
Who's the next caller?
Our next victim is our own Mr. Tony St. Tone.
Hey. Thanks for having me on the show.
So I think it's going to be great. Why we chose to have Tony be the third person that you do, Ruth, is because our audience has been listening to him for about a year and a half now, and they've come to know him quite well. So they're going to know pretty much anything he's going to ask. So they'll really relate to what you have to say because they know him.
Mm. Okay? Right. Great.
So this will be fun.
Great.
Go ahead.
All right. So, hi, Ruth. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wonderful. It's lovely and a privilege to work with you today. Brilliant.
Thank you so much. I got to say, just sitting back has been really exciting for me just to listen to you speak to our guests and the way you're tapping right in and giving him the information. You know, I love the fact that you're a humanitarian out there helping others to feel self-empowered and energize them, as you had said earlier, and to see it firsthand is excellent. So I want to thank you on that.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
My question is you know, I have, God, I don't even know what question I have. It's probably pretty vague. I'm going to say, where am I? What is my next big adventure? Because I always seem to have different things that pop up constantly.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm going through a major change right now. It's a shift. I know that a lot of us are going through a shift, but my shift feels like a shift bigger than I've gone through in the past. This is like a very big shift for me, and I'm curious to see where I'm going to end up, and I have visions of it, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Well, let me tell you I pulled some cards, especially, and I've been saving them. I'm really excited that I'm going to actually. So let me tell you what I've got for you, and I think it's going to raise a couple of questions for you to get really... to go further, because I feel like there's a huge shift for you that is already taking place. It's not a shift that you have to wait for or work at. There is a couple of things you need to do, though, however. So we're going to talk about what you need to do that's going to help you move into the next phase of your life. I do feel like there's a bigger audience. I do feel like there's a greater body of people for you to reach. I think it's interesting that we're doing what we're doing today, considering where you're at. I think the timing is extraordinary for lots of reasons that I don't even fully know, but I can feel it. The cards I pulled for you, I pulled two decks. And the first one is particularly interesting to me, and it touches my own heart. I mean, there's definitely a choked feeling for me when I read these particular three cards for you. I'm not sure why it's such a choked up feeling, but it's choked up with a great deal of love and respect for who you are and what your intention is on this planet at this time in society, because of who you are as a being and how you're really about to step into your role here on Earth. In fact, I would say about to. I feel like you're already standing in it. It's just the beginning, but you're standing in it, so it's like you're ready. So the first card I have here is the word of boundaries. It's boundaries, and actually the message is the same. So the first three cards, I've got boundaries on one end. It's like two pillars holding up a building of the world. The first one is boundaries of love, loving yourself enough to say no where you're supposed to say no, and demanding what is best for you and your universe from a time and energy standpoint. So we're not wasting a single moment of our time here on Earth. You're not going to waste time.
Okay, I understand.
It's huge. For you to know that. You're not going to waste your time. So for those who you can best serve and for you to best reach, you absolutely should be doing that and are doing that, and good for you. And for those you cannot reach and cannot help, you absolutely do not need to waste your breath, your time, and your energy on areas where you cannot reach the people. Do not do that because it's not necessary.
Okay. I totally feel what you mean on that. Okay.
Yeah, I knew you would. And the reason I know that is because you're already standing in it, and now it's time for you to be extremely discerning about your boundaries so that every moment of your time is so valued by you that you only use it in areas where you can reach the people that are due to listen. The audience that are already listening to you, that are already hearing you, are going to continue to grow. The people that are going to tune in and listen to your words, listen to your messages, are going to hear them, and it's going to move their hearts and increase and expand their energy. But you can't waste time worrying about those you can't reach.
Okay.
So the third card of those three is really the same message in a different verbal, and it shows Mary Magdalene, who's just beautiful, and she looks at you with this pink, unconditionally loving demeanor, a head full of light, and the words unconditional love. It's not just unconditional love for your world, because it's unconditional love for yourself and for the others who you can reach, and for every situation where people can hear you, feel you, see you, and experience what's in your heart. And not worrying about outward appearance, not worrying about who you can't reach, not worrying about who doesn't get the message, just standing in strongly, 100% fully in the message you came here to give, and not worrying about who gets it and who doesn't. Not being responsible for the message, just giving it, you know, just delivering your message.
Right, right. It's just, it's continually putting it out there regardless of who's listening and who's not listening. It's to continually just keep putting it out there, keep putting it out there, keep putting it out there. And it's something that I feel like I've been doing for a while. And you're saying to just keep, continue doing it, because those that will be reached or the need to be reached will be reached.
Right. But the other part of it is there's two aspects to this which you need to do. One of them is to keep thanking your guidance at the highest level possible for increasing and expanding the audience that you are reaching. Just keep thanking them for the ever-growing audience of the world that's globally stepping in and hearing the messages.
Okay. Okay.
And the central card of this, which is really important, is that preferably on a daily basis, but definitely on a weekly basis, as often as possible, in other words, make sure that you're connected to bodies of water.
Hmm.
A lake, a river, or an ocean. Because for you, it helps you recharge your batteries. So make sure that you're checking in and getting what you need to feel your own expansion on a daily basis. And it has to be something to do with nature, and it needs to have some body of water that's moving.
Okay, so if it's visiting the ocean or a brook or some type of river once a week,
yeah,
just going there, even as a hike or a meditation, just by being next to the water, it helps energize what I'm, or centers me. Is that what your place is?
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
It won't just center you, but it'll be a place for you to check in, and to check in with just you, not everybody else, and to make sure that you are flowing as well as you should be. It's for you to check in and see, how am I doing? How am I flowing? Is there anything I need to do for me to make sure that I'm still growing and doing what I came here to do? It's, you've got to have a check-in place. And sometimes what happens to you is you get caught up in, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. There are times when you lose track of how checked in you are, because you're checking out in what you're doing for the world, and you get forgotten in the midst of it all, and days can go by where 5, 6, maybe even 7 days go by and you haven't checked in at all, and you can't afford to do that anymore.
Okay, and I know exactly what you mean, because sometimes I feel like the last caller, feel like the mouse on the treadmill going, oh, I gotta do this, and 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 you're going, hold on. You need to check in and breathe and go, oh, that's right. Okay. I know why I'm here again. I know what I'm supposed to be doing, as opposed to chasing the elusive whatever. It's like, no,
exactly.
You don't need to be doing that.
Well, think about it this way. Imagine that there's five people and they've come together to a concert, and you're playing, but they're so busy thinking about what they're going to do next, that they're not actually listening to the words and the message that they came here to hear. sometimes you have to be careful that you're not doing that, because if you want the world to hear your message, if you want them to feel your vibration that you're sharing with them, you have to also make sure that you're tapping into your own.
Yes.
Otherwise, you can't expect them to.
Exactly. So you need to walk the walk, and you need to be present in the presentation and present in the delivery.
Exactly, yeah. Because you can stand on stage and get touched and moved by your own work. You can even stand there with tears in your eyes and say, look, I just want you guys to know that this particular song that I've written, this particular music that I'm sharing with you, really moved me to such a degree that when I wrote it and when I started playing it, I did it with tears rolling down my cheeks. You know, I think we're at that time in our world where we're supposed to acknowledge where we are so that we give everybody else permission to be there too.
Hmm. Okay. And I
totally
get that also.
Yeah. Yes. So when I look at the next three cards, and don't worry, there's still going to be room for you to ask a question about this if you need to, but the third three cards, which I think are really interesting because they're about right now. You talk about right now that there's a huge shift going on for you.
Yeah.
And oh boy, are you right, because the cards that I pulled that were specially yours, because these are only yours, I wouldn't pull these same cards for anyone else in the universe but you, which is very cool. I love that. I love that about the cards. The first one is winter. Well, I know it's not very wintry in LA because, you know, it's great. It's why I'm arriving there in a few days. But the first card is winter. And it talks about it being a time of transition, being a time of reflection, being a time of you looking into the water of your own life and having a look at your own image and seeing, where am I? How am I doing? How's life? Am I doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, not just for the world, but for me? Because at the end of the day, in this physical body, we're here to create and walk our own journey. We're here to develop us. We're not just here to share us, but the more we develop us, the more we've got to share.
And that makes total sense, since my birthday is in February and it's winter, so it's a time for reflection. So yes.
This is a big birthday for you. This is a huge time for you to give yourself permission to grow and to not be afraid to be enormously popular and sought after in our world at this point.
Well, that's great to know.
Because I feel like the doors are supposed to go bam and open really wide. And the middle card is the Hawthorn card of balance and the elements and the kingdom opening up its doors really wide to allow you access to a greater audience, that people are looking and searching for the message that you have to give.
That's wonderful to know.
The third card and last card is your psychic abilities, that you have to allow your own behavior to continue to open your doors, because there is no, when we take away all limitation, there's no reason for you to ever stop learning and growing and expanding who you are, because that's what we're all here to do ultimately.
Mm-hmm. And I sense that also. I sense that that is starting to shift or get more intense, or I'm in the act of allowing, I would say. So it's starting to come forward more, and I'm allowing it to come forward more.
Yes, and it's supposed to touch you. So if you find yourself going, oh my goodness, I just got a huge understanding, I just got this big awareness, or you know, wow, Janie, listen to this song that we're putting together. Like, really, let's hear it. You know, because look at all the difficulty that us in the human body have to walk through to grow. Some of it is mind-boggling and beautiful. You know, look at the compassion that we're capable of. Look at the love. And, you know, when we become generous to one another, when we share with love of a full heart, it's just the most glorious thing that we can do, and we've often forgotten that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I. You're dead on so far. So everything you're saying is really nice to hear.
Yeah, so you've got it. You've got it. It's there. I want to tell you that it's there. It's as there as anybody who can wake up every day and breathe in and out. It's not like you have to go find something that doesn't exist. You just have to allow it to open more and more. Allow allow your diaphragm to expand and breathe in and out, but make sure that there's water in your life at least once or twice a week.
Well, that'll be no problem, because you know what? I know Janie enjoys getting to the water too, so now I'll have to force her to go, which she won't go kicking and screaming. I know that.
I know that. I require water to re-energize my body. I've known that for a long, long time. So for me, I'm always saying to Tony, we need to live on the water. I want to live on the water again. I want to be by the water again, because we moved from Florida to California in the last couple of years. And so we're looking where we're going to settle. And I can tell you, the water will not be far.
No, I agree with you. I feel like both of you need it. You need it because it just puts a smile on your face, that you're warm and fuzzy. He needs it because it gets him out of his head and allows him to become creative. He gets all kinds of ideas when he's got that big flow around him.
Right, right. That's fun.
So how do people, our listening audience, how do they get a hold of you, and how can they get a personal reading and expand what you can tell them? And just do what you just did to me and to our other two callers. How do they get a hold of you?
Okay, well, I love you for asking, and thank you, before I say anything. Because I love doing this work. It's just so, it touches me. I am often in tears when I've touched somebody's lives and helped them to get excited about who they are. But my cell phone number is the best way of contacting me, and it happens to be a Californian cell phone number, so that's nice and easy. And it's, do I give you the number?
Sure, give it to us.
Okay, it's 805-402-8020, and there's also an email address. So I'm really happy for someone, you know, I don't want them to take advantage, but if someone's got a really quick question and they just, you know, they really haven't got the funds to call me, I don't want them to not be able to get a hold of me. I love people to feel like they can reach me, and it doesn't have to cost them a damn fortune. But my email address is ruth-kramer@hotmail.com.
And that's Kramer with a K?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome.
But I'd love to help people.
We're going to put that on the website, or on the actual link that people are going to listen to you, so they'll be able to at least have that in front of them.
And I got to tell you, we would love to have you back on the show again. Anytime you're up for another round, we would be delighted, you know, anytime you want.
Oh, I would love to come back. You know, I mean, I must admit, I got all cozy meeting Janie, and I know I got... cozy to both of you, but especially like fell in love with both of you, and got chatting to Janie, so it wasn't like I didn't want to chat to you, but we just...
And that's why I didn't have you answer me a question, because you didn't know Tony. You just met him, you know, for a second, basically, a couple times. So that's why I thought it would be great for you to do his reading, because you don't know him. He's a stranger for the most part to you, and you were dead on with everything you said.
Oh,
beautiful.
Very, very, very beautiful. And I love the fact that, you know, that you're getting something from this, because you are giving back to the world, and you're giving back your gift, and you definitely have a gift, and I'm
it's such a pleasure.
It's a pleasure knowing that you're out there doing this.
Yeah, I love this work. It's definitely angelic. It's definitely been heaven-sent and divinely guided, and I don't take it lightly. It touches my life all the time and puts me in awe, and I've had miraculous and extraordinary things that have happened with this work and with the massages and everything, because people can book massage and body work with me too, as a medical intuitive.
That's excellent to know. Now, just out of curiosity, is there something where they can get a body massage and a reading, or do you do stuff like that, or is that how it
Absolutely.
Works?
Absolutely. Love to do readings in person as well as over the phone. Over the phone means they can be anywhere in the world, and I've done readings from Japan to Russia to Israel to Australia. That's been amazing for me. And the readings are always like, wow, and oftentimes people hang up with tears, or, you know, they can't hardly talk because it's so cool. And then the body work, of course, for the most part, they have to be with me, unless we're meditating or doing shaman-type work, because I've had so much training and I can do many things. Sometimes I'm surprised by what comes bursting through me, and there's times when I want to go, hey, look, to the angels, look what we're doing, and they're like nodding at me going, yeah, I know. I already know what we're doing. Like, oh, okay, yeah, of course you do.
That is awesome. Thank you again so much. We're out of time here, but we would love to check in with you again, so thanks for being a guest, and we look forward to speaking to you again.
Thanks a bunch, Ruth. We'll talk to you soon.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Hey, that's our show. Be sure to check us out at humanitarianradio.com and also on Facebook. We will see you next week.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.